Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.
Hi, everyone. Unfortunately, I can't tell you my name. Some of you might know me. It wouldn't bother me if you figured out who I am, but I wouldn't want you to find out who my boyfriend is, because I didn't get his permission to share this story. We'd been dating for 1.5 years when this whole story started. Our relationship was going so well. We were having an amazing time together. We even started making plans for the future. At that time, I believed he was my soulmate. Where I grew up, there was always a lot of snow in the winter. My mom taught me to sew so I could keep myself busy during the long winter days. First, I started sewing dresses for my dolls, then our dog, and finally for my mom and sister. I had become so good that I was able to make both my junior high and high school prom dresses. One of my friends saw a dress on TV that she really loved. She looked all over the city but couldn't find anything similar. She asked me to make one for her. I did it very easily, in one night. In the morning, I put it on and took a selfie. Then I put it next to a photo of the original dress and shared it on Instagram. I never thought it would get so many likes. More importantly, I got over 2,000 new followers in one day. After that, I started making other dresses from TV shows and movies and posting them on Instagram. I was getting so many new followers. I got 100,000 in 2 months. Each photo I posted was getting tens of thousands of likes. People wanted me to sew dresses for them. I became an Instagram celebrity in no time. I had to sew a lot more dresses to be able to make regular Instagram posts. I didn't care about school anymore. I was sewing nonstop. There was one more thing that I wasn't paying attention to. My boyfriend. We weren't seeing each other as much as we used to. He had begun complaining about it, and he was right. You're wasting your time on Instagram. So what if you have 1 million followers? What's that going to get you? All of this social media stuff is just nonsense, he said, criticizing me. At that time, I had over 300,000 followers. An agency got in touch with me. They told me my Instagram following was large enough for brand collaborations. I signed a contract with them. They would start recommending me to brands. The following week, I got my first offer. I made a post promoting a new model of leggings. After that, the ad sales kept coming. I was doing 2 brand collabs per week. And honestly, I was making more money than I could have imagined. My boyfriend naturally regretted everything he had been saying. So this is why people are trying to become social media stars. I didn't know you could make this much money from it, he was saying. The weird part was the same guy who used to call social media nonsense wouldn't stop talking about it. Up until then, he'd only posted like 10 selfies and maybe a bunch of food shots, but now he was posting a ton of photos and stories every day. Initially, he tried to do some stuff on his own, but the photos he posted were nothing special, so he wasn't getting any new followers. One day, he told me he wanted to talk about something important. He asked me, "Will you help me increase my following?" I said, "Of course I will, but you need to work on developing a theme. You can't increase the number of your followers by posting regular selfies." He said, "Thanks, but I want to do it my way. I don't have to make as much as you do anyway. Just enough for me to pay my bills." For some reason, he didn't like it when I offered him advice or gave him direction. Still, even after that, I did my best to help him. We were posting photos and stories featuring the two of us on both of our accounts. I also tagged his account every chance I got. I was able to help him a little bit. He got up to almost 2,000 followers. But the growth was so slow, and unfortunately, it seemed difficult to grow it enough for a brand collapse. My follower count, on the other hand, was snowballing. I was so close to having 1 million followers. My boyfriend became obsessed with growing his Instagram. He wanted to be in every post I made for my own account, but I was only posting photos or videos of dresses I had sewn. From the very beginning, I had been modeling them myself. Including him in the photos didn't fit the theme. At first, I couldn't tell him that, but finally, he pushed me too far. One day, he asked me to post a photo of just him on my account. I was having none of that, so I told him there was no way I would do that. He went literally crazy over this. We had a huge fight. He told me that I was jealous of him, that I saw him as competition, and that's why I didn't want to help him. Of course, that was totally unfair. I gave him a ton of examples of how I'd been supporting him. When he had nothing to say, he changed his strategy. "You're not spending as much time with me, babe. I don't care about Instagram. I asked for your help because I wanted to spend more time with you," he said. Now I understand he was lying, but I didn't get it then. I was naive enough to believe that he was only doing that stuff to be with me.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
I spent the next month working on his Instagram account instead of mine. But no matter how hard I tried, he wouldn't even get to 5,000 followers because his photos and videos were nothing special. There was no reason for people to follow him. My boyfriend just wasn't capable of understanding that. When we were together, all we talked about was Instagram. Or rather, his Instagram account. I was so bored. But I still couldn't see that he was only using me to become Instagram famous. One evening, I met with a girl from the agency I work with to talk about new projects. She had noticed that I had been trying to support my boyfriend. We were chatting after the meeting when she said, "You are very naive. Don't get me wrong, but your boyfriend doesn't seem to be as nice as you." I didn't tell her anything, but those words stayed with me. Was my boyfriend really just using me? Was it possible that I couldn't see this because I was head over heels in love with him? Later that night, I had an idea. Yes, I loved my boyfriend, but I had to test him. Otherwise, this doubt would be nagging at me the whole time, and that would not be good for our relationship. I decided to do something really simple. I was going to quit Instagram. Was my boyfriend going to change his attitude when it was just me? I definitely had to see what would happen. The next morning, I texted him, "Babe, I got the best news for you. I quit Instagram. From now on, it's just you and me." He answered right away, "No way. You can't be serious." I wrote, "Go on Instagram and look. See for yourself." A few minutes later, he wrote, "I'm coming to you now." He was very tense when he arrived. He said he was really shocked that I shut down my account. Actually, I had only temporarily deactivated it, but he didn't know that. With a smile, I said, "No more Instagram. I deleted everything. I'm going to give you as much attention as I used to. Do you want to go camping this weekend?" He seemed not to have heard anything I said. "I still can't believe you. What you did was wrong. You're playing with both of our futures," he said. "What does this have to do with your future? You can do whatever you want. This is my decision." "I thought you'd be happy, but you don't look like you are," I said. He stared at me. He left without saying anything. I suddenly broke into tears. To be honest with you, I thought that he would probably react this way when he found out that I deleted my Instagram. In fact, I was pretty sure he would, but I was still hoping that he wouldn't. I wanted him to prove me wrong, but unfortunately, he didn't, and this made me really upset. The next day, I didn't hear from him at all. I decided to wait. There was this girl with 300,000 followers whom I had introduced to him. That afternoon, he posted a story with her. When he figured out that he wasn't going to be able to use me, he wasted no time and moved on to someone else. I thought we were over, but I still wanted to talk to him one last time. I called him. He didn't pick up. He texted an hour later, shooting all day, very busy. I'll call you tomorrow. I had always ended all my relationships in person, but this time it didn't seem possible. So I wanted to give us an ending more in line with the reason why we broke up. And I ended our relationship with a story. I reactivated my Instagram account. I think it was the first time that I was using the broken heart emoji. I made it huge and just wrote, "It's over," under it, and shared it as a story. Of course, not only my boyfriend, but also all the people who followed me now knew my relationship was over. I got thousands of consolation messages. Over the next few months, my ex wanted to see me. If I hadn't restored my Instagram account, I would have at least met him to talk. But I was about to reach 1.5 million followers. And I knew now that this was all he cared about. So did he end up being successful? Of course not. After a while, the Instagram celebrities he had become friends with, thanks to me, turned their backs on him. Right after we broke up, I checked out his page a couple of times, but then I lost interest. These days, I'm getting closer to someone new. He's also an Instagram star like me, and he has a lot more followers than I do. We talked about Instagram a little bit on our first date, but that was it. Instagram never comes up in our conversations, as if we have a secret agreement between us. When we're together, we don't even check our phones.
Hello, my name is Ellie. If you want to be one of the popular girls at school, please watch my story till the end. If you already are one of those popular girls, I suggest you stop watching now because you probably won't like what I'm about to say. I don't have any siblings. Unfortunately, my mother stopped working when I was born. I said unfortunately because since she has nothing else to keep her busy, her whole life revolves around me. After a certain point, me being her sole focus naturally became a problem. I'll give you an example so that you can better see what I mean. Ever since I can remember, my mom had been saying she's not happy with her nose. And every time my dad would tell her, "Then you should get it fixed." But my mom is so scared of surgery that she would never dare to do it. So one morning at breakfast, when she told us she was finally going to do it, my dad and I were really surprised.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Do you know what her motivation was? My middle school graduation ceremony. She literally said, "My daughter must be proud of her mother. I can't go to the graduation with a nose like this." She went ahead with the surgery only for my sake and arrived at my graduation with her new nose. I think that gives you an idea of how important I am to her. I know she means well, but I wish she wasn't this involved in my life. When we go shopping, she makes me buy all the stuff she likes. She can't stay out of my friendships, telling me to be closer to this person or stop talking to that one. If she doesn't like my makeup, she sits me down and does it herself. She even nags me about the shows I watch. Her eyes are always on me. She wants me to be doing everything her way. When I started high school, my mom became obsessed with me being popular. She's never admitted this, but I'm sure that when she went to high school, she wanted to be popular, but never was. She was going to live vicariously through me by making sure I became popular. At first, she tried to find out more about my friends, acting all casual. When she figured out I was hanging out with normal kids like myself, she said, "Someone with your quality should be popular at school. You've got it all. You deserve this more than anyone." Even though I said, "Mom, like, why? I really like my friends," she wouldn't listen. My mom never gives up once she has made up her mind about something. And soon enough, she succeeded in this as well. I found out about all this after the fact, but this was how my mom carried out her incredibly strategic plan. First, she made a list of the popular girls at my school by learning their names from other students and parents she knew. She got to know the mothers of the girls on the list by meeting them one by one at the next PTA meeting. She gradually became friends with these mothers by getting together with them for breakfast or coffee. Then she started throwing these cookouts where the whole families were invited. Her goal was to get me to mingle with those girls. You might ask, how is it that you didn't see this coming? But my mom was so good at executing her plan that my friend group changed suddenly before I could figure out what was happening. Yes, I was one of the popular girls now. I would meet up with them as soon as I got to school. I was sitting with them in the cafeteria. I was hanging out with them after school. I'd completely abandoned my old friends. To be honest, I loved it at first. When you're popular at school, even people you don't know come up to you to chat. All eyes are on you. I was feeling like someone who just got famous. I was enjoying my celebrity status. Until I got to know the girls better. I thought I was one of them, but soon I saw that it was impossible for me to be like them. The popular girls had a strict hierarchy of their own. There were two alphas at the top. These girls decided if someone new would be admitted to the group. My mom's biggest success was to make sure I became good friends with one of them, so I didn't have to try to get anyone else to like me. I was admitted to the group directly. Under the alphas, there were the betas. The ones below them were the suck-ups who wanted to be betas. These girls spent their lives complimenting others, trying to rise up to the next level. Your hair looks gorge. I love the color of your shoes. Your bag goes so well with your outfit. You see, their lives weren't easy, but of course, that was the lifestyle they chose for themselves. At the bottom of the social pyramid were the newbies, and I was one of them. We were mostly running errands. Let's have some coffee. Who should get it? Ellie, why don't you and Tiffany go? Tiffany was another newbie. Even if they didn't say it directly, we knew it was our job to grab coffee. I stayed as one of the popular girls for about 2.5 months. That's how I was able to make some fun observations. Let me tell you about them quickly. Then I will tell you about what happened that made me leave the group. The first rule of being a popular girl is having long, straight hair. No ponytails, ever. Your hair color should be brown, if possible. And one more thing, it definitely needs to be shiny. Another popular girl rule is you need to have a small backpack. But it's not like any brand will do. It has to be JanSport. Since my mom figured this out before I did, she got me a pink JanSport bag right away. Makeup is another must. But like seriously, you really need to wear a ton of makeup. Since I rarely use makeup, this was one rule that was difficult for me. My mom was waking me up really early every morning and doing my makeup for me. Another group rule is to show your feelings in a dramatic way. When you like something, you have to make all these exaggerated sounds. For example, you have to totally lose it when you see a puppy. And you have to shed a few tears at the slightest hint of an emotional moment. It was always so surprising to me how these girls were able to cry so easily. And they could laugh as easily as they could cry. We always used to sit in the same spot in the cafeteria. We used to laugh out loud at the silliest things because everyone else had to think we were having so much fun. Of course, this wasn't something planned or talked about, but everybody knew this subconsciously. Popular girls are so much fun, and that's why they have so much fun together. This was the image they wanted to portray. Next comes the weirdest rule. If you're one of the populars, your grades need to be average. Neither good nor bad. If you accidentally get a good grade, girls make fun of you for days. There was this girl in the group named Emma. She couldn't take the pressure from her father and started studying so her grades went up. They were so mean to her, saying she had become a nerd, that she ended up leaving the group. Even if I'm criticizing them now, unfortunately, I was one of them for 2.5 months. My take on a popular girl was like a fake version of me from another dimension. I still can't believe how okay I was with acting so fake and dramatic, but somehow it doesn't feel as bad when you're doing it. You need to look from the outside to be able to see this, just like I'm doing now. Popular girls spent all day gossiping about everyone else. There was this girl, Brenda. She was the meanest of them all. We had a group chat called Mermaids. Brenda would secretly take photos of other students and share them in the group chat. For example, she would send a photo of a heavy girl with a caption like, "Soon she might eat us too." She'd become an expert in snapping secret shots. All she had to do was catch something she could make fun of. She would snap a pic in a second. One evening as I was hanging out in my room, there was a new message in the Mermaids group. I opened it. What? It was a photo of my mom. You could only see her from the shoulder up. It was obviously taken secretly because a part of her head was cut off. As you might have guessed, it was Brenda who sent the photo to the group. She wrote, "Girls, if you're ever going to go get your nose fixed, you can show this to your doctor and say, not this." She was making fun of my mom's nose job. When I figured it out, I wrote, "What is this now?" to the group. Brenda deleted the photo right away. That meant she didn't think I would see it. Since she wrote "girls," this couldn't have been a private message for one person.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
And this means Brenda and a few others had another secret chat group. "Is there anyone who can explain this to me?" I wrote. Not a peep out of the group. Normally, we would chat all night. That day, there were no other messages in the mermaids group. The previous weekend, we had thrown a little birthday party for my mom. We invited my friends and their moms. Brenda obviously took this photo that day. Secretly, of course. At some point, my mom had told them the story of why she got her nose fixed. Brenda couldn't pass up such an opportunity, but she got busted when she sent the photo to the wrong group. I immediately went and told my mom about this. She was very surprised. She said, "Brenda's such a nice girl. Why would she do something like that?" My mom can be very naive. I don't know how she does it, but she always sees the good in people. The next day, I walked up to the girls at school. "Besides me, who else is not in that group?" I asked. They looked at Tiffany. Unbelievable. They set up another group chat to gossip about the new girls. Brenda said, "I'm sorry. I deleted that group last night. This will never happen again. I really love your mom." But of course she wasn't being real. She was in a jam and she wanted to get herself out of it. This whole thing made it clear to me that neither Brenda nor the others were to be trusted. What was I doing hanging out with them anyway? Did I really need to see something like this happen for me to see I had nothing in common with them? At first, I was mad at my mom. She was the one who got me into this. But later, I saw it differently. I was almost an adult now. If I needed to be mad at someone, it had to be me. I hadn't said anything, even though I didn't like how they were behaving. And what's worse, I had started acting like them as well. Are the popular girls at your school different from this? If you can share in the comments, we can all find out.
Hi, guys. I'm Emily. I'm 15 years old. What happened over the past year makes me really sad, but I'm going to tell you everything honestly. I hope people can learn from my experience and not have regrets like me. Until 2 years ago, I had the definition of the perfect life. I had all the advantages of being an only child. I was the princess of my family. My parents were trying to give me everything I wanted. Where do I begin? I got my first phone when I was 8. We moved to a new house just because I wanted a bigger room. My dad got a really good job offer in another city, which meant we'd had to move. I didn't want to change school, so my dad turned down the offer. Like I said, I was a little princess. Everything revolved around me. And that's how I liked it. Unfortunately, I had to learn that all good things come to an end. One day, when I was doing homework, my mom and my dad came into my room. My dad said, "We need to talk to you. We've made an important decision." First, I thought it was another job offer. I was just about to start whining when my mom said, "Emily, your dad won't be living with us for a while." I still thought it had something to do with his job. "For how long?" I asked. My mom looked at my dad. He looked away and said, "I think for a very long time. We've decided to get divorced." Divorced? My parents are getting divorced? But they always got along so well. When I looked at my mom anxiously, the first thing I saw were tears rolling down her cheeks and falling to the floor. Were they really getting divorced? Was my dad really not going to live with us anymore? Was he not going to wake me up by caressing my hair? Was he not going to solve the most difficult math problems in my homework? Was I not going to run to the door when he came home from work? No way. This must have been a bad dream and it was time to wake up. My dad saw the shock on my face and came closer. He held up my face and kissed my forehead. As I felt his warm kiss on my forehead, I realized that it was all real. I was now the child of divorced parents. At first, my dad and I saw each other every Sunday. Those few hours we spent together were enough for me. He'd pick me up at 10 a.m. First, we'd go and have a nice breakfast and do whatever I wanted. We'd talk nonstop. I would tell him everything that was on my mind, and he would listen to me with such interest. We'd always go shopping afterwards, even when I didn't feel like it. In the evening, he dropped me off at home with all the shopping bags. Unfortunately, this all changed with another job offer. This time, he wouldn't be going to another city, but to another country. My dad was going to be a director at a big foreign company. He said, "We'll spend the whole summer together," and kiss me on my forehead. This time, I didn't whine one bit. After all, he no longer lived with us. I was his little princess who lived in another home. That's why I no longer expected him to make decisions about his life according to me. You might wonder, how were things with your mom at the time? Well, she has always been a hard worker. But after the divorce, she went a step further and became a workaholic. At least a few times a week, she would come home long after I went to bed. We only communicated through little notes we'd leave around the house and text messages. "Don't forget to start the washing machine. I love you." "I saw your yearbook photo on the counter. You look beautiful. I love you." "I'll be working late tonight. Order pizza if you like. I love you." Countless notes and messages like these. She was working a lot, and I knew that it was her way of dealing with the pain of the divorce. What was my way of dealing with the pain? I didn't have one, at least not yet. Unfortunately, when I did find a way to deal with the pain, it turned my life upside down. At first, everything seemed normal. My daily routine hadn't changed. I had always been a good student. I was still getting up to go to school and focusing on my classes during the day. During breaks, I was hanging out with my best friend Zoe. I thought my life was back to normal, but I couldn't be more wrong. I was now spending a lot of time on something without even being aware of it. Like all my friends at school, I had social media accounts, but I rarely shared anything online. I would check Instagram at least once a day, and that was it. TikTok wasn't even a part of my life, but somehow I started using Instagram much more often. I was constantly checking what people were posting and which posts were getting more likes.
L-E-T-E-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
At some point, I started posting at least 4 to 5 times a day. In the evenings, I would think about what I could post the next day, take notes, and sometimes even prepare. For example, I would convince Zoe to walk around the city with me after school to find nice graffiti to pose with. Or I would visit a vintage store that I found online. I would try dozens of outfits and take selfies. Of course, I would post all of this on Instagram later. This may not sound odd to you, because there are so many people trying to become popular on social media. But the problem was that I was extremely concerned about my likes. I'm not exaggerating when I say extremely. I really, really cared about them. Let's say I posted a photo or a video that I felt good about. If it got only 5 likes, I wouldn't be able to sleep that night. I would toss and turn in bed with all kinds of thoughts in my head. I would think that this was all so unfair. I spent so much effort on this, and these fools won't even give me a like, I'd say to myself. I'd think they didn't give me a like because they're just jealous. I would even look through my list of followers and try to guess why each person didn't give me a like. Yes, I was totally obsessed with Instagram, but it all felt entirely normal at the time. I wish that's where it ended. One day at school, Zoe looked at my face carefully and said, "Emily, your eyebrows are thinning. I noticed it the other day, but I didn't want to say anything because I didn't want to upset you. Why are they falling out? Should you see a doctor?" I was about to say, "No, I just plucked my eyebrows," but I couldn't help myself and started crying. Zoe was shocked. If I knew you were going to get this upset, I wouldn't have said anything. It's not a big deal, she said. That's when I lowered my head and parted my hair to show her the big bald spot on my head.
Whoa.
Emily, this is not normal. Call your mom right now. Tell her to make an appointment with the doctor. Where's your phone? I tried to say something, but I couldn't because I was crying. She took me to the bathroom and washed my face. I calmed down a little. I said, Zoe, my hair and my eyebrows aren't falling out. I'm pulling them out. What? Dude, are you crazy? Are you telling me that you're pulling out your own hair? It's hard to believe, but that's exactly what I was doing. Zoe kept insisting that I call my mom, so I did. When she picked up the phone, I just started crying. Of course, she got scared and came and picked me up right away. For the first time in a very long time, we talked for hours and we cried together. In the middle of the night, we went out with swollen eyes to get some food. I felt like a weight had been lifted off my shoulders. I don't know if what I needed was to talk to my mom or just share this with someone or to cry my eyes out, but I was feeling much better. For the first time in months, I didn't feel nervous. My mom's friend recommended a psychiatrist, and we were at her office the next morning. I met Dr. Jennifer Williams that day. I started going to see her every Friday after school at 4 p.m. My disorder has a very cool Latin name, but I'll tell you what it is in English. Hair pulling disorder. The main reason is stress. It's most common among teenage girls. You pull out the hair on your head and other parts of your body at first without even noticing it, and then you can't stop. I was pulling out my hair and my eyebrows, and some people even pull out their armpit hair. Thankfully, it can be treated. I have to admit that I went through a really difficult time. At some point, I even had to cut my hair really short and wear a really tight hat for 24 hours a day. Some people even have to wear special finger grips so they can't pull out their hair. Thankfully, I didn't have to use those. The most important part of my therapy was the sessions I had with my psychiatrist. That's how everything became clear. Here's what I figured out about the causes of my condition. After my parents got divorced, I was no longer treated like a princess. I fell into a void. I couldn't admit it, but I wanted to be the center of attention again. This yearning led me to use Instagram more. Every like I received made me happy because I felt like I was getting attention like I used to. I was a princess again. When the opposite happened, I didn't get the likes. Well, you know, stress, stress, stress. It all led to a mental breakdown and a weird disorder that I never heard of before. Unfortunately, I went through all of this in just 1 year. I don't want to blame my parents, but I wish they had supported me more during this period. They kind of forgot about me because they were dealing with the trauma of the divorce. Of course, I love them so much, but it doesn't change the fact that I'm a little hurt. Do you think I could have been stronger? Is it me or my parents who are the most responsible for all of this? Please share your thoughts in the comments. Thanks for listening to me and being there for me. You can share your own experiences by sending an email to the address in the info section.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.